We'll go ahead and get started. Up first will be Colorado coach Mike McIntyre, and the Buffaloes are on the road at Washington State Saturday night. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star one. Again, that is star one for questions.
Could be a quick call. We've got one.
You do have a question from Ann Peterson, the Associated Press.
Hello, Mike. I was wondering, there were a lot of upsets in the Pac-12 with the Pacific Northwest team last weekend, and I was wondering what you take from that. Does that speak to the parity in the Pac-12?
Yeah, there's a lot of parity in the Pac-12, and anybody could beat anybody on any given Saturday. I mean, I know that's a cliche, but there's so many good quarterbacks in our league. There's so many good coaches in our league that it always makes it tough every Saturday to get a W, and it's especially hard to play on the road in our league.
Some say that there's been criticism that the Pac-12 is kind of cannibalizing it. Because there's no chance for teams to go undefeated and maybe be in a better position to play for the national championship. What do you think about that?
Well, if they're going by strength of schedule like they're supposed to, then we should get somebody in. But it's not always that way. And we're definitely going to have people with losses in our league because we have a lot of good football teams and, like I said, a lot of good coaches that do an excellent job, and I think that that's going to be the way it is. And also, we're a league that plays nine, so we could have teams with two losses that undefeated out of conference and go 7-2 in conference, and somebody else at the league that just plays eight, they could go undefeated out of conference and lose one game in conference, and look like they have a better record, but they haven't played as tough because the conference games, no matter what you say, are always seem like tougher, especially in November. Stanford's playing. I'll just say Arizona in November, and somebody else is playing, a 1AA team. That's not comparing apples and oranges, especially late in the year when everything's on the line. That's a big difference to me. And our conference does that when other conferences don't.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Your next question is from Kyle Kinsing up on Sports.
Coach, piggybacking off that a little bit, your team has now played three consecutive games that were decided by 4 points or less. And
right,
what
exactly.
What is it about conference play in particular that makes teams so close to one another?
Well, you play each other every year. You kind of know each other's tendencies. You know, all of that type of thing. You have every school has a file on that team, So you're more familiar. A lot of the kids know each other. They've gone up against each other, so there's another competitive edge to that. And last year we won 5 games, I think, in conference, maybe 6, that were decided by 5 or less. So it's just the way it is. You got to find a way to win those close games, and that's the way it's going to be in our league.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And again, that is star one for questions.
Any additional questions for Coach? All right, hearing none, that'll do it for you. Mike, hey, appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend.
All right, thank you.
See you.
All right, bye-bye.
You bet.